Welcome back to Turning Arizona Blue, a podcast about red state politics, blue state politics, and everything in between. I'm your host, Ron Williams. Hey kids, Turning Arizona Blue is very pleased to announce we have a sponsor for our podcast, Matters of State Strategies. That's a political consulting firm that since 2013 has played a key role in flipping a handful of red legislative districts bluer in 2020. Well, 2022 is just around the corner, and if you're a potential Democratic candidate or someone involved in a movement or issues, you're going to want to gain the best edge that you can in highly competitive and new districts being formed in Arizona. At Matters of State Strategies, you'll find masters of political campaign strategy who provide full-service offerings from digital marketing to video production to graphic design and more. Contact my friend Matt Grodsky, who was previously the Director of Communications at the Arizona Democratic Party, and he and his operatives will help turn Arizona blue in 2022 for Democratic candidates and issue campaigns. Contact Matters of State Strategies on their website and on their Facebook page and by email at info@mattersofstatestrategies.com. And tell them the old podcaster Ron Williams sent you, and you'll be glad you did. This episode of Turning Arizona Blue is being aired for the first time on a very special occasion. It is the first celebration of Juneteenth, the new federal holiday that was just signed by President Biden to commemorate the day when Union soldiers traveled into Texas to announce that henceforth, slaves being held in Texas were now free citizens. This occurred, of course, some 2.5 years after Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. And so it is especially fitting that we fast forward to just yesterday, June 18th, when several hundred people gathered in downtown Phoenix for a send-off for United Here's For the People Act Freedom Ride to Washington, D.C., where I caught up with several participants who were boarding the buses to travel from Phoenix through the South and then on to Washington, D.C. as an act of commemoration of the 1960s Freedom Riders who traveled from Washington, D.C. to the South to register minority voters. It was those Freedom Riders of the 60s and the protests of the era that helped pave the way for the passage of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. First up, I talked to Maria Hernandez, an organizer of the event, and she gave us background on the importance of these current Freedom Riders and the impact they hope to have on voting rights in America.
So today, it is the first day of our 10-day Freedom Ride to Washington, D.C. to advocate for the For the People Act to help protect our voting rights. And right now, with me here, there's close to over 100, maybe 150 people. We're going to have nearly 200 folks on 4 buses launch from Phoenix this morning. And we're going to be riding in different cities across the South. We're going to make stops in places like Tulsa, Alabama, and just various historical cities. And then we will meet up with our allies, Black Voters Matter, on the way as we head into Washington, D.C. So our goal when we get there is to hope to meet with lawmakers and share with them our stories as to why voting is so important. I think here in the state of Arizona, voting rights have been under attack for way too long, and we need this federal legislation to help protect our freedoms and our rights to vote.
Are people coming from all over the United States?
People from all over the United States are going to be convening onto Washington, D.C. We will all be there by June 26th. And so we are excited. We have people from all walks of life. We have students. We have workers. We have community partners. We have clergy, right? So this is all of us in this together. And this really is a civil rights fight of our lifetime.
Next, I spoke with Arizona State Senator Juan Mendez from Legislative District 26, and he spoke about the activism today and what it will mean for Arizona's politics going forward.
This is going to be that step that cements everybody's activism, right? And it's, we're building the next generation of activism here.
And hopefully, all of that will lead to 2022, when we can turn the Arizona legislature finally from red to blue.
Exactly. I mean, we're empowering everybody. This isn't just them going to go make a lot of noise. We're building a real community that they're invested in the success that we're asking for with the passage of the legislation.
Next, Arizona House Representative Athena Salmon, also from District 26, comments on the historic nature of these particular Freedom Riders and the future impact they will have on our democracy in America.
This is incredibly historic. Not only are four buses leaving Arizona today to head to Washington, D.C., to support voting rights and the For the People Act, retracing the route and historical stops along the Civil Rights Movement that the original Freedom Riders made. But we, in addition to Black Voters Matter, Unite Here specifically is sending 25 buses across the country. There are going to be tens of thousands of people by July 26th who will be in Washington, D.C., who will coalesce around the For the People Act, because it's our sacred right to vote. That's the bottom line. And Congress needs to act swiftly. They need to act now. No more delays. Pass the For the People Act so we can continue to have a free and fair democracy.
Arizona Speaker of the House Reginald Boulding was there to remind us that as far as we have come from the 1960s, there is still more work to be done on that long road of education and registering people to vote so that we can all participate in our democracy.
You know, one thing that's quite fitting is that when you look at our context that we're in right now and as a nation, we know the right to vote. You know, the right to have your voice heard in all communities is something that's still under attack. And the reality is, as many of these community groups who are actually taking the reverse, freedom ride, they have been registering people. They have been in communities of color. And it's quite fitting to now see that many of the same people who, you know, in the 60s may have not had an opportunity to vote, they can vote now and they register even more people to vote. So it's incredible to see the progress that we've made as a country, but it's also telling to know that as a country, we still need to continue to move further.
Finally, I was very pleased to sit down with an old friend, Patricia Thomas, who really helped support me and initiated our beginnings with Turning Arizona Blue, while she sat on the bus before they took off, and we talked about the future going forward and what it meant to her.
This is important to me because, well, as I always say, I'm looking towards the future. You know, I want things to be better for people in the future. And it's important that, you know, we keep our voting rights, that we make it easier for people to vote. I was born in the 50s and, you know, living here in Arizona, it's like, well, we have such a small Black population. So I kind of feel like, oh, I missed, you know, being able to do that work back in the day. But I'm very happy that we'll be able to participate this time. And, you know, and I am determined to get S1 passed.
Well, as this podcast airs on Juneteenth, these Freedom Riders of today have already moved on through the South and heading towards Washington, D.C., and I can't help think about another Freedom Rider from the 1960s. His name was John Lewis, and I'm sure he is looking down, and he's telling each one of them, keep making the good trouble. It's the only way we can move America forward. And don't forget, my friends, if you're a Democratic candidate or involved in an issue campaign, you can go to Matters of State Strategies. to help you turn Arizona bluer in 2022. Thank you for listening to another edition of Turning Arizona Blue. And please check out our new online news service called The Mule News. You can go to our website at themulenews.com and subscribe. We also need financial support from like-minded individuals, from political action committees, institutional grants, and advertising from businesses across all of our platforms. Please contact us on email at turningazblue@gmail.com and follow us on Twitter at turningaz and also on our Facebook page, Turning Arizona Blue. Finally, I'd like to thank my producer, Wiggles, and my sound engineer, Dreamy.